I've seen changes. One thing was out in the salaries. We was I first started to work. We got $6.35 per 100 miles or a day's work, which was 8 hours, and you worked with a mileage, but you had a minimum of $6.35 that you would work, and you had to pay your own meals and lodging back then, and so most of the time the brakemans and the conductor, they had a caboose that was assigned to them. You could sleep on a caboose, and the engine men, engineer drew about a dollar more than the conductor, and the fireman drew about a dollar more than the brakeman, and they used to say that was to help pay for their room, because they didn't have a place to sleep. And I saw them go from steam engines to diesels, diesel locomotives, and they was a diesel was so much more cleaner, and the only thing about it that they could pull more heavier trains. And then the steam engine was fascinating, but we burned oil, and it was hard to keep clean. Most people back then wore overalls, and and time you got to Memphis or Boonville, El Dorado, climbing up and down an engine, you'd be have grease all over you, and of course they just kept a couple of the diesels together. We'd have several diesels, you know, just keep on plugging them in, we used to say to each other, and you just keep pulling more tonnage. And the trains got longer, even though that cut out lots of jobs, because they couldn't pull it with one steam engine, where diesels, maybe they'd take two or three trains, where we used to steam engines, they couldn't have but one unless they double head. And if they were double heading, they'd have two engine crews, and if they had a tonnage over the large engine, they would pay us, they would give us double miles, because we didn't have another train. I was just taking one train. That was in steam engine days. And then they come on up from telegraph operators, where we get our train orders. Then they went to using telephones, and we'd get our orders by telephone. The operator would get, and they put dispatcher's phones all along the siding, and we'd call dispatcher and find out about trains that we were supposed to meet. And that replaced the telegraph keys. And you had to know how to operate the telegraph in order to talk to dispatcher with keys. And then they in later years, we got the communication by way of radio. And that was some. And then they block signals, where we could tell whether there's a broken rail ahead of us or not, or another train ahead of us. And before I retired, a flagman didn't have to flag except to opposing train. And from the rear end, a train coming to the rear, you didn't have to furnish flag protection, where all those other years that we used to. But they are block signals. Of course, if you was on what we call a dark railroad, where there was no block signals, you would have to furnish rear end protection, that meant you'd have to have a flagman. When you stopped or slowed down, he'd have to throw a fusees. There's a block signals, there's lights, and it's either a red, we start out with green. They were on the side of the track, and they usually cross from each other, and one of them would be if it was clear, everything was clear ahead of you, no broken rail, no train or anything, the block signal would be green. All right, if they were if there was something up there way ahead of you someplace, other side of another block maybe, well, that block would be yellow. And that would be what we call an approach signal. And if it was red, signal was red, well, we had to, you had to stop. Unless you was at a grade crossing. And a grade, well, you'd have to slow down. It'd be a red block, but you could pass it. And we only had one that I know of, and that was over on Crawley's Ridge at Forest City. And then it was called a grade block. And then we also had this, and it had a lunar light, too, they called it, a telegraph signal. And then a telegraph signals, why, they finally put some of them, it was up with flashing red and yellow and green. And then they had the higher ones, it was semaphore boards. And if a board was laying down, why, this, and you was going east, say at Lone Oak, why, that would mean you had a red board. The telegraph operator would have orders for you, and he would hand them up with a, if you was going, he'd hand them up on a hoop, and you pick them up on the go. And of course, you're coming back west would be the same way. If the signal was straight up, both signals, arm, semaphore board was sticking straight up like this, well, that meant it's clear signal, and you could just go on, you could just go on by that signal, because they didn't have an order for you. And of course, that had been in use for a long time, and it was still in use on, you know, some railroads now, that they have a semaphore board there. Of course, when I went to work, they had the, for passenger trains, they had the rocket train. That was actually one of the first streamlined trains in the country. The rocket train was, it, for what I understand, and that was back about 1940, I guess, 39 or 40. And then they made a few switch engines. Small switch engine they used in the yard, which they used a small steam engine, which the Rock Islands did had some of them, but they had about one or two little diesel switch engine, and that was in the early 40s, and then they used steam on passenger trains. At the rocket train, always had diesels on it, diesel, and then we had. And we, along about 19 and last of 49, I guess it was, 1949, well, we had, they got freight diesels. That's what we call a covered wagon diesel. And it was all this Alcoa locomotives, and they had two A units, which had a cab on both ends of them, A units, and you could, and then put a B unit or as many as you wanted in between, and you could go into a terminal. You wouldn't have to turn that. You wouldn't have to turn the engine around. All you do is just the crew would get on the other end and go back, and it eliminated going around a Y or a turntable. And it was up in the 50s, and they started getting. All about 1950, while they started doing away with the steam locomotives altogether, except a few. They used a few just for, for emergency work, and they kept them for a long time. And then they came out with what we called a Alcoa. A slang word for it was a jeep, a locomotive, and it was the engineer had to kind of shift gears with it, And so they finally got away from that, and they, but they you could couple up as many of them as you wanted to together and operate them from the head in. Yeah. The only thing about them, they was just, it didn't have a big cover over them and everything like those others in those covered wagons. Those covered wagon, see, they had, you go back in the engine room with those things, and you get, you're back in there. The only thing about it, they was so noisy, and they had a flush toilets on them. Those locomotives did, those diesels, those covered wagon diesel, and of course they had a little old toilet up in the front end of these Jeep, we call them, but. They were powerful little old thing, but easy to get on, as easy to use for brake, be a brakeman or a switchman. They were real good, but those covered wagons didn't have a footboard, and they was hard to work with as far as working concerned. And another thing that was hard was to get them on, you take your grip and crawl up on one, up on the side of the engine. You couldn't hardly... the doors on the door on each side. The only good part about them was those things you set a way up high, and if you hit a car or a truck, and you could see yourself if you was going to turn over or something. Why you just open the door and you throw the train emergency, and you could just hit a log truck or a big truck or something, and just run in the back end of the engine room with those big engines. And they was, as far as safety, they was a lot safer than those little Jeeps engines. And they, a diesel engine, you generate the electricity with your big power inside your diesel engine, and then it in turn makes electricity that goes to your traction motors, and your traction motors turns your wheel. That's the way they work.